This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I really see the Civil War unfolding in the following way. The Trump administration, you got to understand, Trump has a history of fighting against oppression and idiocy and attempts to take him down. Trump will not lay down and roll over. He's going to fight back, which tells me Trump is going to make sure that Hillary Clinton gets indicted and that Peter Strzok and James Comey gets indicted and that Robert Mueller gets neutralized, if not indicted himself, because he's been a rogue special counsel outside the law. Trump is fighting back. And when those indictments come down, I mean, there's going to be a house cleaning, especially with Bolton there in the administration. There's going to be a clean sweep, mass arrests of the corrupt criminal mafia bosses like Hillary Clinton and the cartel leaders in the Democrat Party, like Schultz and others. I'm talking about Debbie, who engaged in massive cover-ups. You know, Robert Mueller is linked to Uranium One. You know, James Comey is also linked to it. These people oversaw massive fraud with Russians, with Uranium One, with Haiti, fundraising, the Clinton Foundation, and on and on. And these people are going to be arrested. And it's going to happen regardless of whether Trump gets, quote, impeached by the House, regardless of what happens in the midterm elections. They can impeach Trump, but the Senate won't convict him, which means Trump doesn't leave office, just like Bill Clinton was impeached by the House. Trump could get impeached if the Democrats take over the House in the 2018 midterms, but that won't stop Trump from arresting the criminals on the left, even if he has to get rid of Jeff Sessions and have somebody else in there, because Sessions seems to be asleep at the wheel, seems to be doing nothing, seems to be compromised. So if Trump replaces him, then you can expect mass arrests of the criminals on the left, which has to include James Comey and Loretta Lynch and many others. Andrew McCabe, for that matter, you know, Peter Strzok, like I mentioned, many others. Now, this is going to set off a massive round of protests on the part of deranged lunatic leftists, the masses of left-wing lunatics who live in the cities for the most part, the same kind of people who work for Facebook and work for YouTube and are censoring all the conservative channels. They're going to take to the streets. Now, this is my prediction, and I'm going to say up front, this is not in any way an endorsement of what I'm about to describe, because I don't condone violence to resolve problems. So I've said that many times and very clear on the record about that. This is an analysis, a prediction, that when those crowds take to the streets, those crowds of deranged lunatic leftists who are saying at the time, after Hillary Clinton gets indicted, they will be saying that Trump needs to be impeached and overthrow the country and take over Washington. And it's going to be very militant on the part of these leftists, and Antifa will be part of it. I'm going to tell you, in my analysis and prediction, but not an endorsement, again, I have to say it multiple times, there will be people who are patriots of America who are so fed up with being censored and having their rights trampled by these deranged leftists and having the leftists threaten to take their guns away and having their Fourth Amendment rights violated and seeing the fraud of Robert Mueller and seeing the fraud of the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One and the Clinton, just the Clinton Mafia cartel, there will be patriots, I predict, but do not endorse, who will decide that this is it, that this is the Civil War and that they have to defend their country. And I'm not even going to say it, that they will take steps, active steps, to, let's just say, engage those crowds. That's all I'm going to say. And again, I'm not endorsing violence. I'm just predicting that this is how it starts. And when that happens, the Civil War is on, because the left doesn't realize they have pissed off every reasonable, rational American across the country. The left has driven people to the point where they have no options left because the left is silencing their speech, destroying people's accounts on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. The left is trying to take away your guns, your right to defend yourself. The left is trying to impeach the president that was elected democratically through the Electoral College, through the constitutional method to elect a president. Trump won it fair and square, and Hillary Clinton tried to cheat over and over again. Voter fraud, getting the debate questions in advance from CNN, you know, stealing the, the Democrat nomination from, what's his name, Sanders, you know. But Trump won it fair and square, and yet the American people who voted Trump into office are so sick of being trampled on and being attacked, physically attacked and verbally attacked, and being smeared and defamed and being attacked on late night TV by asshats like Jimmy Kimmel, one of the most despicable people to ever be disgustingly broadcast on late night TV as an excuse for comedy. And yet Disney still wants him on the air because that's what they believe too. Disney has been turned into a putrid, anti-freedom, anti-children, propaganda regime, pushing the most insane attacks on men and attacks on conservatives, because that's what Disney believes. Disney is disgusting, and so is Jimmy Kimmel, and so are all these other late-night comedians. My point is that a lot of conservatives are fed up, and I see it happening. I read the news, I read websites, I assign news stories, so I'm scanning hundreds and hundreds of headlines every day. So I see what's happening out there, and I believe that many patriots for America have reached a tipping point, that now all that's remaining is a trigger. And once this trigger happens, whatever it is, that they will defend their nation, because they correctly see that the left wants a civil war, that the left wants to exterminate conservatives. The left wants to not just silence you, but kill you. And this is now very evident with the CEO of Twitter now essentially saying that he likes this idea of eliminating all conservatives. And so many people on the left wanting a civil war and calling for the murder of Trump and calling for the murder of conservatives, or the murder of people like Alex Jones or Ben Shapiro or Ann Coulter and so on. The death threats and the overt violence in the streets against even reporters like Millie Weaver for InfoWars. She's a reporter. They've thrown urine on her. They spit on her. They toss chemicals on her. The evil, vile nature of the left has crossed a tipping point. And I think that all the conditions are right, let's say, are shaping up for a civil war outbreak to happen. And there are pro-America patriots who have, I believe, inside, in their minds and in their hearts, they've already made the decision to engage the radical fascist, leftist, liberal mobs that are trying to destroy this country they want to engage them, I believe, in order to defend America. And again, I'm not endorsing this. I'm not calling for it. I'm telling you what my analysis is of what I think is the dynamics out there and what could happen. Now, for me personally, you know, I don't go out and do that kind of stuff. I stay away from crowds. I fight this war through information, through websites. You know, I'm launching a new video website called real.video. You know, I fight for freedom using ideas. Other people fight for freedom using other means. And, you know, this is what it is coming to in America, because the left has been proven to be utterly intolerant, incredibly dangerous. They want to take away the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. Essentially, they want the mass extermination of all conservatives and President Trump and anyone who supports him. That's what they're overtly now calling for. This is out in the open. The mask is off. They want a cultural revolution. They are Marxists. They are fascists. They are communists. And they want a cultural revolution. And they don't think that you have the right to breathe. They don't think that you have the right to exist unless you agree with them. Eventually, we the people will have to defeat those people. Those, you can't even call them people. They're almost anti-human. They're going to have to be defeated. There are different ways to approach that. Like, my way is through information. Other people will have different ways. That's my analysis. So get ready. I fear that things are going to escalate or break down, whichever way you want to look at it, very quickly. A lot of chaos coming to the streets of America. And Trump's not going down without a fight. And neither are the patriots of America. They're going to defend their nation, even if it means engaging these radical left-wing, deranged, lunatic, zombie, libtard masses that are going to try to have a human wave to overthrow Washington and mass murder conservatives. They're going to be met with fierce resistance. In fact, I think it's, is it Schlichter who wrote for Town Hall? He said that if the Civil War begins, I'm putting my bets on the side that owns the guns. And I think that's an accurate prediction. So read civilwar.news for more information on this. And of course, be sure to sign up for my video website, real.video, where we've had over 16,000 people already request video channels, with hundreds more each day coming. It's going to be a free speech platform for those who are pro-liberty, pro-America, pro-freedom. Check it out, real.video. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.